Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Coach Chat Radio. I am Lori Lawson, and my fantastic co-host is the amazing...
Thank you, Lori. Bernie Siegel calling in from the Catskill Mountains in the country.
And he tells me there's monsoon rain, not so in New York City, but it looks like it could be any minute. So let me tell you a little bit about Coach Chat. We believe here if you change your perspective, you can change your life. We developed this radio show for coaches and those interested in one of the fastest-growing professions in the world today. We hook you up with some of the world's leading coaches who share their expertise and give you tips and takeaways for expanding and improving your life and your business. And today we are so thrilled to have Alicia Hollinger. Hey, Alicia.
Hey, Lori. Hey, Bernie.
Ah, thanks so much for having me. Ah, we are honored. We are honored. Let me tell you a little bit about Alicia. She is the vice president of the newly formed ICF Thought Leadership Institute. As a sociologist, Alicia is interested in pathways of interconnectedness and integration and asks questions on how to enhance relationships within ourselves, with each other, and with our one home. Previously, Alicia was consulting with organizations on social change, models in the areas of cooperation, business models, sustainability, alternate agriculture, social movements, and coaching research. She holds a doctorate degree in sociology from the University of Kentucky. So we are so honored to have you here today. Bernie, start with the first question. Let's find out what this newfangled thought leadership thing is.
Yeah. Several months back, Alicia, we had Magda on, and she was focused on the six unique family organizations that make up the whole one ICF, and your area was one of them, and it was the one that we were really interested in because we really didn't know much about it. And so we just love to know, why it was established. What its purpose is and how it'll serve the coach community. And I know it's a broad question, but feel free to respond to whoever you want to that one.
Sure. Thanks for asking, and I'll jump in. And I actually, as you started sharing your question, I wanted to ask you what interested you about the Thought Leadership Institute, but we're not on to be asking you questions. So I'll try to answer. So anyway, the Thought Leadership Institute, yes, is one of the new family organizations for ICF, and ICF has been around for 26 years, but in 2020, it expanded its organizational structure into a family matrix structure of organizations. And the Thought Leadership Institute, we are really here to look at the future of coaching and beyond. So as our purpose is to think about human development writ large and how coaching is just one of those tools or mechanisms to contribute to human development. So thinking about, human development, which is going to encompass coaching and beyond. So we're taking a very future orientation perspective when thinking about the advancing the profession of coaching. And so as a new family organization, I've been working, partnering with our board over the past year and a half to put in our vision and our mission. And we have our, vision mission in place, and now we're at a point to start operationalizing that. So as far as, why we exist and our mission is really to show how coaching contributes to the United Nations Action Plan for Well-Being and Sustainability. So we've taken on UN's framework for sustainability and really incorporated that into our vision and mission, and thinking about how coaching is an important contributor to well-being as the UN outlines it. And so our vision is to be a global hub of knowledge on human development and the science, art, and practice of coaching as it relates to the UN's action plan. And then we've identified five thematic pillars as far as how coaching intersects with our five thematic pillars, and that's the future of work, the future of coaching, the future of education, the future of social policy, and the future of planetary ecology. So we have a pretty robust, holistic framework when thinking about the future of coaching and beyond and what that means and looks like on the ground. And so how are we going to go about that mission? We've identified three program areas to deliver on our mission, and that's through convening, research, and dissemination. And right now, as we get off the ground to start operationalizing work, we're focusing on the convening and the dissemination, which will be through a digital global library. And so that is where the work is at currently. And yes, I think that answers the first part of your question.
Wow, do you think you have enough to do this?
Yeah.
Yes, go for it, Lori.
I'm always interested in structure. Is this your baby, or was it put together and they said, let's get Alicia, she's perfect for this? Or how did this whole craziness and wonderfulness, how was it? Was it waiting for you, or did you put the finishing touches on it? How did that all develop?
That's a great question. So it definitely was a seed that was planted by some of the past boards over the past few years, and that was a board of directors for the global enterprise that then turned it over to the family organizations, and each family organization has a board and a vice president as the lead staff for operationalizing the work. So I essentially started up just at the end of 2019, and the board came on, the Thought Leadership Institute board came on in 2020, and we've been partnering together. So we had some seeds planted by the original ICF board, if you will, and then we have been watering those seeds and, you know, putting in some new seeds as we have interpreted that original, you know, vision for the one ICF ecosystem. And so a big part of the work has been the visioning, ideating on what this is going to look like and what this is going to be. And so I was doing some consulting work and I was doing some research for ICF as part of my consulting work, and I essentially stumbled onto the field of coaching that way. And so when this position was posted, it definitely was a great fit because it just combines my business background, nonprofit background, academic background, interest in social change, social movements, and then, you know, in a more recently, coaching.
So, right. So many years ago when I was on the global board, I guess we'd like to say we were thought leaders, but I really didn't see where we were doing that. it seemed like it was just the research area under Mark at the time. But how does this thing evolve? Like, what was it before? What did you identify as what ICF was doing prior to now you putting this all together?
Right. I think ICF has been really focused on the credentialing aspect of the organization and the membership. And now as a ecosystem of family organizations, it's able to specialize in some of these different areas, such as thought leadership. So it has a dedicated business unit, if you will, that can really imagine what that might look like. So I think, you know, just by default, ICF has been a thought leader in the space of coaching because it's been leading the way when it comes to standards across the globe. However, it was not really, it didn't have the bandwidth, if you will, to do some of the thought leadership type of work. And so hopefully we can now open up that space. And, you know, our imagination has really opened it up to a very holistic, robust framework when thinking about the future of coaching and beyond, and how that's just one piece of the puzzle when thinking about all of the pressing issues of our time, that, mm-hmm. you know, we're all in this to think about advancing human development and enhancing human development writ large. And so that's an opportunity for us to collaborate with all sorts of sectors and people who are working in different types of human development fields.
Thanks.
What do you see as benefits to members, and how can they participate in this?
Yes, that's a great question. So as far as, you know, thinking about the benefits to members, it's really bringing insights into areas that perhaps they haven't considered, and really thinking about how coaching really can contribute into all facets of life. And I think, you know, most coaches do understand that, but coaches usually specialize in one area, whether it's life coaching or executive coaching or health coaching. What we are able to bring to the table is just insights on how it contributes to the UN's action plan for sustainability, and can open up conversations and perspectives in that vein. So I think it will definitely be an opportunity to bring insights to the table. And then as we start, you know, shifting towards the research focus, it will also have the insights on impact, specifically the impact as it relates to the UN framework for peace, prosperity, partnerships, people, and planet. So we really see it as an opportunity to open up our thinking and, you know, just continue what coaches are great at, which is really cultivating the curiosity, if you will, that is important to help us ask questions and to continually learn.
What I find exciting about this is that for years the ICF really focused in on the contributors being other coaches. And I used to always think, or I used to say, why don't we get people who aren't coaches in here so that we have different perspectives? And so when I'm hearing this, it sounds as if your particular area is open to lots of folks that may not be coaches, but they may be academics or some other specialties that are looking at the future of coaching. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's a great point, Bernie, and I can share. So as we just held our first virtual convening, it was asynchronously recorded, and now we're working on turning that virtual convening into digital assets, so different topical insight papers, videos, and graphics that will disseminate. And stay tuned. We'll be launching our microsite here shortly, and you'll be able to see the digital assets from that convening. And so that convening is an example of exactly what you're getting at, is we're bringing experts together from various different disciplines, and we focused on our first thematic pillar, the future of work, and we are calling these experts wisdom weavers, and that's because we're bringing diverse perspectives to come together in open dialogue in order for collective wisdom to emerge. So we had, in this first virtual convening, we had an economist from the OECD and then a poet in the same conversation, for example. So we really see, you know, having these conversations with, outside of coaching. Obviously, coaching is going to be part of the conversation, And we also see it going outside of coaching to bring in experts in other areas, especially experts who can talk about the future of work and some of the pressing issues that we're seeing in that area, and to really open up our imaginations on the best possibilities for the future. And, you know, I think when you really start thinking and imagining about, you know, what a future can look like, that really helps us to tune into our hope and our humanity for, you know, creating a future that we want.
I love it. Wisdom weavers. Oh, my goodness. How perfect. That was a good observation, Bernie, because when I saw Alicia's background, I went, oh, sociology. Well, first of all, that's my background, too. And so many people when I was doing it said, what are you going to do with that? Well, ha, look what we did with that. But I think it's so good to really just bring everybody in together, you know. And it sounds like to me, Alicia, that really what you're doing is expanding dreams. Coaches are dreamers, but it sounds like you're taking it really big. You're making it big and big. So what are some of the challenges that you've come up with so far? Or what have you come up against, I guess?
Right. That's a great question, because those challenges are my opportunity, right? So
yes.
Really just the challenges of what comes along with a startup organization and, you know, getting it off the ground and, you know, making the vision and mission come to life. So it's the operationalizing of the work that right now is the biggest challenge, which is, you know, making sure that we put the systems, processes, and people in place that can do the work. And so that's a fun challenge to have. And I think, you know, some of the other challenges are also thinking about how we can be financially sustainable. And, you know, programs do take resources to run, and so it's important for us to be financially sustainable, and how are we going to generate revenue for our work and support the programming, because, you know, we're going into this with the idea that access to knowledge is access to opportunity, and so we want to make sure that we can offer and disseminate the knowledge, if you will, in an open, free access way, because that supports the UN's goals for quality education for all. And so, you know, that content takes resources to make it happen. And so, you know, how can we be financially sustainable to do that type of work? And, you know, and then I think really right now we're just in the experimenting phase, which means we're testing our programming and we're learning what works and what does not work. And, you know, some things are just not going to work, and that's okay. It's an opportunity for us to improve upon it and iterate into what comes next. So those, I think, are the challenges, which, you know, are the opportunities in the work.
I know that it's a nation state and it's a startup, so there are probably more questions than answers, and that's you know, always obvious. I have lots of work in startups. How do you envision right now, though, maybe membership interaction? How will a typical member, if there's such a thing, will even know what you folks are doing and how that maybe could benefit them?
Yes. So we will be, when we launch our microsite, that information will go out to the public, including members. And so that will be our first launch of our minimum viable product, if you will. And, you know, for members who want to get involved, there's volunteer opportunities as far as volunteering for our convenings, because we'll be doing convenings around our five thematic pillars and throughout the year, and so that will be an opportunity for members to get involved. And yes, I think you nailed it on the head, Bernie, which is there's more questions than answers. So definitely open to some feedback on, you know, that area as well, because one of the things we will be, you know, learning through this process is, you know, who are our quote-unquote users? Obviously, members will be our audience, one of our audiences, and we'll also expand outside of the ICF membership into other audiences as well. And so they're going to have different needs from audience to audience group, and we just need to learn what they find is valuable and what is important to them and, you know, what are their needs. And so those are the questions that we'll be asking after we launch our microsite, is to so we can start learning. So, I definitely do not have the answer, Bernie, but I can, you know, at least put it out there that we're open to the feedback.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your branding for the Thought Leadership Institute. I know you put a lot of thought into, like, the color. I mean, just crazy things like that. What is your branding? What are you trying to tell people?
Right. So we have so if you look at the One ICF ecosystem of colors, if you will, it's almost like a rainbow, very vibrant rainbow color scene. And our color is the red color. So that really stands for being bold. And I think that is really what you need to do if you're going to think about the future and beyond, is to be bold. And I think that's definitely part of our brand, and just really being a catalyst for creativity and connecting to all facets of life, and, you know, really just bringing those interconnections together and showing it through our work, because the thematic pillars that we've identified, for example, really show how life is just interconnecting relationships, if you will, and coaching is an important tool to enhance those interconnections and relationships.
So I read a lot, in the last couple of years about areas like artificial intelligence and neuroscience. Are these areas, I guess I'm interested in, what are the hottest areas, if there's such a thing, that in terms of thought leadership that research or people are looking at right now to enhance the profession?
That's a great question, Bernie. And I just also want to go back to one more thing for our brand. And that, one of the things that has been, working with the board, and one thing that I think we like to make sure that we're doing is putting the challenge out there and being a little bit blasphemous. So, you know, if you're going to be a thought leader, I think it's important to, you know, make sure that you can put something out there that might just be a little bit, that is a different perspective. So anyway, the question about, you know, what are some of the hot topics? Yes, AI is definitely a hot topic. And, you know, we are in an era of digital transformation. And so that is very much going to be a part of everyday life. And so that's a hot topic as far as what does that look like in the space of coaching, and, you know, and is it going to replace coaches, or is it going to, you know, I did a panel, is it going to be a friend or a foe? And to me, I think AI is really an opportunity to supplement coaching, so coaches can focus on what is more of the humanity side and the, you know, what's really important at the end of the day, where we can use technology to help with some of the automation and just some of that artificial intelligence to mine the data in order to help us get to insight on our clients a little bit easier and quicker. So, so that's definitely a hot topic in the field here.
Well, Alicia, where can people find out what the Thought Leader Institution, Leadership Institute, is doing? I mean, is there a, are you going to have white papers? Are you going to have report? How can we find out what's going on besides talking to you every day?
Yes. So right now we are just trying to get everything up off the ground. We do have our website through the ICF website. So we do have our own web page there. And soon we will be launching our microsite. So that will be announced through the social media channels. So make sure that the you know, you're on any of the ICF social media channels, because our announcements will come through those channels once we launch our microsite. And then also on our homepage right now, there's a way that you can put in your information. We have four different communities that you can indicate interest in, and that just gets your name and email, and so we're collecting that information, so we have that, and when, you know, we have any updates, we'll definitely be sending out information that way as well. So we are trying to put that in place.
Now, there are other smaller coaching organizations throughout the world. Are you envisioning interacting with them and working with them, or has anyone, any of them reached out to you at this point?
That's a good question. And so, yes, envisioning the collaboration is definitely important. If you look at the UN's 5P framework, for example, partnership is one of their areas for, you know, how we go down the path for well-being, and collaboration is an important piece to that puzzle. And so, you know, right now haven't necessarily reached out to any other of the organizations at this point as head to the ground and just trying to get our initial offering off the runway, but definitely into collaborating with all sorts of organizations. I mean, this is going to really require partnership if we want to have a global hub of knowledge. And so that is going to require collaboration from all sorts of organizations.
Great.
So I'm sorry, I thought I heard you say there's on the website, there is a place where people can indicate their levels of interest and if they'd like to be involved. Was that, or is that for businesses and corporations?
Yes. So if you go to our, it's coachingfederation.org/thought-leadership-institute. So, but if you go to the ICF homepage, you should be able to find the Thought Leadership Institute, our page. And then if you scroll down to the Inspired Communities section, there's a place where you can join our network for Wisdom Weavers, subscribe to the library, donate for donors, and contact us for collaborators.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. And how can people get in touch with you, just in case they want to ask you even more questions?
Sure. My email is alicia.hollinger@coachingfederation.org. So alicia.hollinger@coachingfederation.org. And I'd be happy to answer questions right now. It's me, myself, and I, but we're hoping to get more staff on board.
Well, you have given us a great start on all our curiosity about the Thought Leadership Institute. So thank you so much, Alicia. It was so great having you as a guest. And Bernie, as always, it was so great having you as a co-host. And we'll see everybody next month. So take care. Bye-bye. And
thanks.
Good luck, Alicia.
Bye.
We're looking forward to hearing a lot more from you.
Thanks, Lori. Bernie, it was a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.